Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by Teresa Williams. She is a committee member on the KC Service Club as well for the KC Fun Days 2018 event. The theme this year is Full Steam Ahead to a Great 50048. And we're going to release the theme as well for next year's 150th, which will be kind of a surprise here. So stay tuned until the end of the interview on the Let's Talk Guthrie County. So Teresa, thanks for joining us.
Hi, glad to be here.
So first of all, just kind of walk me through the schedule and kind of pick out some events that are really interesting this year and you want individuals to go for.
Sure. We do have a lot of fun things planned. So Friday, July 13th, we'll start it out. We have bingo. Who doesn't like to play bingo, right? So up at our KC Service Club is sponsoring this at the Visitor Center. It'll start around 6. And then our KC Fire Department on Friday night, they're sponsoring a bag tournament. So that's always a lot of fun. Come out and toss a few bags around. And then for the young kids, we have a movie in the city park. The Little Princess starring Shirley Temple will be played. So we want all the kids to come out. I'm sure there's going to be some popcorn and some snacks. For Saturday, to kick things off, we want to make sure that everybody gets their exercise in. So we have a 5K. You can run it or walk it. We're calling it a fun day run day. So come on out and have that. And then, of course, there's breakfast afterwards. We've got pancakes and sausage that will be served. There's a lot of different things going on in the community. Obviously, we'll have our kids parade at 9:30. The big parade starts off at 10:30. Right before the parade, we plan to honor our local vets and also recognize a few citizens within KC, whether it's a distinguished award or a community service award. So please come out and support them. Now, our parade theme, again, you kind of talked about that. It's Full Steam Ahead to a Great 50048. So we're kind of curious to see how many people can decorate different floats and be creative with that theme. There's different lunches, concession stand. Now, we do have an amazing group of guys that are going to get together and play for us at 3 o'clock. The Bud Harris Alumni Band and Friends is coming to town, so we're going to be featuring Mark Whetstone, Tim Newman, Sam Littler, John Littler, and Chem Ealing. So those guys, when they get together, they jam really well. So always want to have people come out and support them. We'll be serving pie and ice cream during that event. So, again, please come out and support these guys. And then, of course, we'll round up that evening, Saturday night, with the beer garden at the KC Fire Hall. And we have a band playing off the cuff. So certainly hope everybody will come out and support KC Fun Days this year.
Absolutely. Lots of fun activities, as Teresa alluded to. And, of course, there's some that we didn't get to. There's so many that we can't list every single one. So if you maybe heard of something and you're not sure if it's going to be happening or not, check our website, raccoonvalleyradio.com. We'll have a full list of the schedule there for you to check out and plan ahead. And I hear, Teresa, that there's going to be a special guest as well coming maybe some autographs and some photographs. What's that all about?
Right, so Casey Mace is going to be here. She was featured on Dance Moms. Also, I believe she did a stint on the Little Big Shots. So she's the granddaughter of Judy Muller and then the great-granddaughter of the late Bob and Jeannie Schmeling. So she's a great supporter of our community. She's come here and done a couple events, and we're excited to have her come in and show off a few moves.
Absolutely. So if events on the schedule didn't get you to come out this weekend before, that might get you to come out here now. And of course, as we alluded to towards the beginning of the interview, we're going to announce the theme for the 150th anniversary and for next year's celebration. And Teresa, tell us what the theme is and why you guys chose it.
Sure. So our theme for 150th in the 2019 is All Aboard to Celebrate 50048. The last few years has been a lot for Casey. We want to make sure that we're always focusing on what a great community we are, not only just within Casey, but around Casey. All those that live in the 50048 are very supportive of our town, and we want to continue recognizing what a great community we have.
Teresa, kind of tell us about Casey. I know we've gotten out here a few times. We've talked to individuals like Charles E. Doherty, the director of the library, fantastic individual with a great library here. I know there's been some cases where maybe there's been some people who think, oh, that's a small town, you know, I can pass by, it doesn't really matter. So kind of give us your impression of Casey, why you're here, why you get involved in it, and what this place means to you.
For me, there's just so much history here. We are a small community, but a mighty community. You know, I think back of growing up, how much, you know, as a community, if something goes on, we pull together. We appreciate the history of our town. It's a good place to live.
All great things there. Once again, that's Teresa Williams. She is a committee member for the Casey Service Club and for this event, Casey Fun Days 2018. Teresa, anything else you want the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio to know about this event or Casey in general?
Just would like to see as many people come out and continue to support us. We have a lot of different projects going on that we want to improve our community. We're putting up new signs as you come into our town. We are adding to our visitor center. We've done a lot of remodeling in there. And I know that we're building out a courtyard for memorials for all the names that have been part of Casey and part of Casey's history. So if you'd like to participate and be part of that, please come see us at the Visitor Center. We have a lot of different Casey items for sale.
Yeah, so of course, a lot of great stuff here in Casey. Make sure to come out to the events. It starts with bingo, as we mentioned, at 6 o'clock, Friday, July 13th, with all kinds of events on July 14th. That's a Saturday, wrapping up at 9 o'clock with the dance at the Casey Fire Hall featuring Off the Cuff, sponsored by your local Casey Fire Department. Teresa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to talk about our Casey event.
Absolutely, and for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.